This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Mark, and Joa. And if I could get the listeners out there on D-Live to do me a favor and just say something in the chat, because I'm testing out a new thing, and I want to make sure it's working, but I have the feeling that it's only pulling Twitch chat, and I want to confirm that. I mean, if it doesn't do what I want it to do, that's fine. I can get somebody to do what I want it to do. But it would be so nice if this tool actually did that. So if you're watching at dlive.freetalklive.com, just go ahead and say something so I can see if it goes to where I want it to go. Doing a lot of testing and stuff lately. It frustrates me that we're banned again from YouTube immediately after I created a script that will automatically record each segment of the show on video so that we can then go back and upload it into something easily digestible, easily shareable. But no, we're currently banned on YouTube, so that's not an option.
Seems like we shouldn't be putting any more energy into YouTube.
Perhaps, but I mean, YouTube is the big platform. If you want viewers and listeners, that's where you need to be. The same reason I'm still on Facebook, you know? It's not because I approve of what Facebook is doing, but if I want to actually reach people with my ideas and my message, then I have to be where the people are.
That's where my people are, too. And I'm fortunate enough that they provide me an outlet, so thank you, YouTube, in some ways.
Thank you, Lord Porcupine, for that test. Unfortunately, it did not go to the chat window. So that's
bummer.
Additional testing is required. My catchphrase lately, as I broke the FTL stream repeatedly last night. Well, I did ultimately fix that, though.
That's good. On the YouTube stream that was banned?
All of them. Well, not YouTube. I don't know if we streamed last night to YouTube or not, but all of them, just every time we came back from break, for like the first three times, it just completely crashed vMix. It's a really funny problem, right? Using a variable like if the time is greater than or equal to, 8 hours and 6 minutes and 1 second or whatever, then it would do a thing. It would press a button digitally. Well, by using greater than or equal to, I made sure that as soon as that condition was true, it just went crazy like a meth head who just did a bunch of meth, pressing that button like a maniac, which obviously crashed vMix.
I see.
Because you can't press the button 4,000 times in a second without it crashing.
Indeed.
So, logic error on my part about what would happen when that statement was true, but fixed it, and it's good to go now.
From Forbes.com, Hawaii's vaccine passport is slated to roll out by summer.
Oh, no. Oh, we got to get into this. I mean, it's going to get us banned from YouTube again, because we're currently streaming on my YouTube, but I don't care about that.
Dreaming of a trip to Hawaii later this year? Beginning this summer, fully vaccinated travelers will not have to show a negative COVID-19 test or quarantine. Hawaii Governor David, Ige.
So if you aren't fully vaccinated, you have to show a negative test and presumably quarantine when you get there?
I presume you just have to show a negative test, but perhaps they have a quarantine option for people who have had a negative test.
Disgusting.
I can tell you that Saipan is testing everybody who comes off a plane. But they're getting federal money to do that. They love that stuff.
A lot of people that vacation in Hawaii, don't they just usually just stay at their hotel resorts? And so this is what they're trying to push, I guess. So
when I went.
Well, it might knock out all the smaller ones, is what I'm saying. Like, you can't be there for 2 weeks because you're not scheduled. I'm thinking of the complications that might incur with this problem of passports.
Well,
if I was going to go to Hawaii, I would definitely book more than a 2-week vacation. I mean,
a lot of people go for 2 weeks, though. I mean, I think that's common.
Really? Seems like a long way to go for a 2-week vacation.
Well, it depends on where you're coming, once you come.
That's fair.
You're leaving from Seattle or Portland or San Francisco or L.A., then it's not nearly as far.
Fair point.
Let's hope the sunlight that you get when you're there kills whatever might you have.
Yeah, I don't know what the demographics are the as far as visiting Hawaii, but I'm guessing that the farther you are west, the more likely you are to visit Hawaii, and the farther you are east, the more likely you are to visit Florida or the Caribbean.
Fair assumptions.
Yeah.
So Hawaii is moving forward with a vaccine passport.
That's
sort
right.
Of thing.
Hawaiian Governor David Ige officially gave, I'm just going to pronounce it that way, the green light last Friday to a vaccine passport program that could roll out as early as May for inter-island travel and expand to out-of-state travelers by summer. The Aloha State is reportedly working with the developers of multiple apps, Clear, Common Pass, and First Vitals, to streamline integrating a pre-flight vaccination verification process into the state's safe travels program for travelers arriving by plane to the 50th state. Unvaccinated travelers can also avoid the state's mandatory quarantine if they upload a negative COVID test administered within 72 hours from the leg, final leg of departure. So this is common. When I was traveling in Europe, I had to go in November and December. I was traveling through Europe and Africa, and they wanted, every time you got on a plane, you needed to show a COVID test, a PDF of a COVID test from 72 hours. Now, mind you, I had a situation where I had to get on a plane 84 hours or something like that, and you can just make your own COVID test, piece of paper, just in case you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I imagine that won't be the case forever, though. Eventually, it'll be some sort of app.
At some point, it'll get standardized.
Yeah. There'll be some app you have to download that, you know, the government has sanctioned, and it's going to be linked to some database, and you're going to have to let them scan your QR code.
They're going to have to see where you've been, who you've been with, and all this stuff, because that's what their whole goal is.
It doesn't exactly take a hacker to create a PDF. Right?
Right.
And I knew from the get-go that there would be no standardized, way back then especially, no standardized form for, you know, the stuff. And I knew that I would very likely have to travel more than 72 hours to get to my location because it was rather remote. So I just prepped ahead, basically.
Sure. Understandable.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about what's going to happen, though, with all of the... One of my coworkers said to me the other night that, you know, he was sad that he was going to have to wear a mask for the rest of his life if he didn't get the vaccine. And, you know, hearing someone say that and genuinely believe it is heartbreaking.
Yeah, right. I imagine that's what he believes.
It is. And, you know, I tend to think that we're going to see the mask and crap go away at some point this year.
I am stunned that so many people buy this, let's wear a mask after we get a COVID vaccine thing.
It's curious, isn't it? I mean, you have Fauci saying, hey, even after you get the vaccine, you still have to avoid big crowds and you still have to wear a mask.
Well, he doesn't say that you have to. He's an 80-something-year-old man talking about his summer plans. And people
we covered an article last night where he said, yes, even after getting the vaccine, you should still avoid crowds and indoor dining and stuff like that.
People have still gotten the COVIDs after getting the COVIDs vaccine. So it's...
Well, no vaccine is 100% effective.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what anybody's got and what they haven't got. But, you know, what's the point of the vaccine if you have to live the rest of your life with a mask on?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not getting the vaccine because I've had COVID and it's not that big a deal.
No.
What kind of rights violations is this going to bring up for this passport? Because I can see that, you know, people will not put up with this. People are native to these islands, and they were already against the United States being involved in Hawaii, you know, life. And I don't see them doing this one step further.
You mean the natives of Hawaii?
Yes. Yeah.
I can tell you that more than a handful of firefighters were fired on the island of Saipan in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, U.S. Marianas, because they refused to take the vaccine. For whatever reason, they didn't like the idea, and they wouldn't take the vaccine, and they were fired. Like, end of story.
You know, I can't really say that I blame them. I don't intend to get the vaccine.
Nope.
And that was, I mean, even if I had it, you know, if I didn't right now have COVID, I still would have no interest in getting the vaccine.
I have to travel, and if that's what it takes to travel, then I will.
What about you? 603-283-6160. Do you plan on getting the vaccine? If so, which one? I think if I had to get one, I would go with the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, they're not giving that one out anymore right now.
Who's they?
No, they just don't recommend it. Oh, Johnson Johnson stopped.
Yeah, right now it's not being given out.
603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free talk. Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. And we're talking about Hawaii's vaccine passport that is evidently being implemented there. But one place where you won't need a vaccine passport to go is going to be Fork Fest happening this year, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I hope to see you there. I'll certainly be there doing Free Talk Live. I'm looking forward to carrying on that long-lasting tradition of, you know, just interviewing people, recording the show, having a good time, hanging out. It's a wonderful time. If you love hanging out with other freedom-loving people, then I suggest you come up to it. June the 28th through July the 4th. No one is in charge, so everyone is in charge. There's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. June the 28th through July the 4th. You can learn more at forkfest.party. Forkfest.party. Now, there's more about this insanity coming from Hawaii and their vaccine passport.
Well, yeah, and this really shows its colors. I guess many businesses are recognizing the upside of having a fast and easy way to verify an individual's COVID status. A number of prominent U.S. businesses, from cruise lines to colleges, are mandating vaccinations, and the NBA is beginning to designate vaccinated-only sections in basketball arenas. And I think that's really what this is all about. Have we not seen this before in history? It's called segregation, people.
It's a medical segregation, that's for sure. I'm curious is, you know, now that I've had, you know, the COVIDs, what is, like, why should I go out and get the vaccine? Why?
To be part of the club, right?
I get sick from vaccines.
Well, presumably, the antibodies produced naturally as a result of having contracted COVID-19 only last like 45 days or something like that. So presumably in 2 months you can get it again.
Oh, these are super vaccines that last longer.
Well, these, from what I understand, they target the spike protein.
Uh-huh.
And they identify that and they go after that, where your body is actually trying to fight off the virus that is constantly evolving.
I see.
The one universal characteristic that all of the COVID-19 strains seem to have is that little spikiness to them.
Yeah.
So if you have the vaccine that goes after the spiky thing, then it doesn't matter how the virus evolves as long as it still has that spiky thing.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not an expert.
Okay.
To go back to New York here for a second, last month New York launched the Excelsior Pass.
Of course.
A free voluntary digital app developed in partnership with IBM that will verify if an individual user is fully vaccinated against the beer bug or has recently tested negative for the illness. The platform aims to fast-track and reopen of sports arenas, music venues, restaurants, and other businesses with capacity limitations due to the beer bug.
I can only imagine what it's like for so many of those businesses that made money by getting a whole bunch of people together in one location, it really killed their business, and I can imagine they're pretty excited about it. I guess I didn't do that stuff. I didn't go to concerts. Movie theaters? Yeah, I went to movie theaters. If there's a Marvel movie out, I'd go see it.
And to make this clear, the White House has ruled out a national vaccine passport system. So they're not going to make a federal vaccination database and no federal mandate for vaccine credentials. But, you know, we've had presidents say one thing and do another every time. Every time.
It's like a job part of the job description.
We don't call them liars here for nothing.
Yeah. So we call them from the South. They're liars.
And then it goes on to say, yet at the same time, the Biden administration is working to develop a standard way of handling credentials to allow Americans to prove that they are protected against contracting the beer bug. Now, that sounds like to me that they're going to work with corporations to make sure that, you know, you can't shop here unless you have it type of thing. It's
classic,
not like
fascism.
It's corporatism, you know, but it's fascism in the guise of corporatism. So, I guess, right?
Same thing. Yeah.
I mean, it's literal fascism. It's government and corporations working together.
Oh, okay. Right. Yep.
Without any degree of separation. I mean, that it wasn't the Nazis actually going out and doing a lot of the things that, you know.
Well, the Nazis weren't a very good case of fascism. It was in Mussolini, his definition is probably more widely used.
Well, trying to get a clear-cut definition of fascism isn't exactly very hard. An easy thing to do.
That's why we shouldn't use the term.
But as I understand it, it's effectively when there's no real distinction between corporations and the state.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's collusion between corporations and the state. But corporatism's just as good of a terminology.
Sure.
And people understand, and it makes a heck of a lot more sense.
And it sounds more appealing to the left if we call it corporatism, because generally I hate corporations. They've never done me any favors. They've created some of the stuff that I like, but that those things would have been created in a free market as well, instead of these state-subsidized organizations, the state-approved organizations that are therefore beholden to the state.
Indeed.
Right. I don't have the money to go influence D.C., but corporations do, and they do it all the time.
They sure do.
Government of the lobbyists by the corporations for the politicians.
One of the only things I've seen a corporation do that was even remotely good was when Google stopped working on its China-censored search engine. But I don't know if they actually proceeded with that or not. I don't
they
know what the status is.
Sold the code to somebody.
Well, it seemed that like all of the employees submitted a letter to Google saying, hey, this is wrong, and we're not going to take part in this. So good on them for that, but I don't know what the end result was. This was a year or two ago.
Right.
So
I didn't remember. It was not too long ago.
It was. So, in other news, Coinbase went public today, it would seem, and apparently they are being quite successful, which isn't a surprise. I mean, Coinbase is evil. They want to be the next banks. I mean, the whole point of cryptocurrency is to replace the banks, and these cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase and Kraken and Binance and all of these others, they have set themselves up to be the gatekeepers of the cryptocurrency world, just like banks are the gatekeepers of the fiat currency world. They want to be the next banks.
Well, I think that when Coinbase was set up, it was just a lot easier to do custodial wallets than it was to do non-custodial wallets. And, you know, obviously they came out with cool tech where you can have a an app on your phone and have a non-custodial wallet, which non-custodial means you have custody of your own Bitcoin. That means no one else has custody of it.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what we advocate for here on Free Talk Live is that you possess your crypto. But I can tell you, I know a lot of people who, yeah, I just want to keep it at the exchange so I can set it to sell. And I've had friends who have had their Bitcoin set to sell or buy or whatever, and have had, you know, just there's been some spike or whatever, some anomaly, and it's caused them to make, you know, $10,000 because they chose to do it. And if you happen to be at if you happen to miss some kind of hack, or you use a major exchange like Coinbase or something like that, chances of something bad happening are pretty slim, unless the government wants to come take your Bitcoin, in which case Coinbase will absolutely give it to them.
Once I heard they went public, I took everything off.
More about Coinbase going public and custodial wallets and non-custodial wallets. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Your voices have been heard. Now the eyes of the world are watching Brooklyn Center. And I urge you to protest peacefully and without violence.
That's Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Mayor Mike Elliott as a 10 p.m. curfew goes into effect for Brooklyn Center. This after 3 nights of protests starting out peaceful, but turn into riots and looting with people throwing rocks and bottles at police officers and Minnesota National Guardsmen, the U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to leave their country, and that more an endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the works to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. Burleson Police Chief Billy Cordell saying they have lots of promising leads. The Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's the call-in line. It's Free Talk Live, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Mark.
And we're talking about Coinbase and how they've gone public and evidently are becoming very, very wealthy in doing that, which isn't surprising. I mean, generally, when companies go public, they are successful. And Coinbase, I think, is the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world. So, obviously, they would likely be successful. But tell us more about what's happening with that, Joa.
Okay. Here on AP News, you have Coinbase soars in market debut, valued near $86 billion. The B.
Yeah.
Coinbase made a rousing debut on Wednesday with shares of the digital currency exchange.
That's today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rising as high as $429, briefly giving it a market value over $100 billion. Coinbase Global Inc.'s initial public offering happened with cryptocurrency chatter seemingly everywhere, even at the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I can only imagine that the guys who set this up, Armstrong and, you know, those folks, they're wildly ecstatic right now.
Oh, they must love the competition. Makes them work harder now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Digital currencies are being incorporated into business plans and accepted for payment by major corporations like Tesla, PayPal, and Visa.
You could buy a Tesla with Bitcoin now.
That's great. And I heard that you can take Teslas and put a little mining rig in there and go plug it in at the at charging stations.
Probably, if there's a free charging station or something.
Oh, they're all free, included with your Tesla.
Oh, okay.
The San Francisco-based company, company's listing on a public stock exchange is seen by some as an inflection point for digital currencies, as Coinbase's fortunes are closely tied to Bitcoin, the most popular cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's price topped 64,000 today, up from 29,000 at the start of the year. Guys, it's doubled in less than a year.
Oh, it's done way more than doubled. I mean, this time last year it was like $6,000-$7,000 per Bitcoin.
Right. So it's like 10 times?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody thought it was too late then. They think it's too late now. It's always too late with Bitcoin.
Isn't it frustrating? These same people who are sitting there saying, oh, I wish I had bought Bitcoin back when it was $5,000. Now they're saying, oh, I wish I'd bought it when it was $50,000. Look, at what point are you going to say, stop saying that you wish you had bought it and just buy it?
Yeah.
The boat hasn't sailed. It will sail eventually, but it hasn't yet.
I've been suggesting to people that if you have any thought of saving money, don't put it into your bank. Buy some crypto, because that crypto is going to be worth more than the interest the bank is going to be paying on it.
Yep. Well, and whatever it is that you're saving, you know, $500, $1,000, $5,000, it's not that much money. You can live without it. Just put it in crypto and let it sit, and then it'll be worth a lot more in a few years. Well, at least that's what's happened up to this point. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen, but...
So Coinbase said recently that first quarter revenue should total around $1.8 billion, exceeding its revenue for all of 2020. So they've essentially increased their company 50 times in one day by the stock market opening up. Shares of Coinbase are listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker COIN, said COIN, and closed at $328, up 31% from the 250 reference price set by NASDAQ ahead of the first trade. That puts Coinbase market value at $85.78 billion, with a B.
Well, I'm sure they have significantly more Bitcoin than that in the first place.
Sure, but that's what they're holding for others, right? It's not a Bernie Madoff situation.
I'm sure that Coinbase has their own Bitcoin.
Oh, sure. Sure. I wouldn't doubt that. The market value makes Coinbase one of the biggest publicly traded U.S. companies. Just 93 companies in the S&P 500 index have a higher market value.
Wow.
So just in one day, they already made it into the top 100. That is amazing.
And I can totally see how people buy Coinbase stock saying, all right, well, I'm going to handle my crypto investments this way, by investing in Coinbase rather than investing in crypto itself. It's just too scary for them or whatever.
That they completely lost concept of the whole idea of cryptocurrency, if that's the case.
Buddy, they don't care. They want to make money.
I know.
You know?
Sure.
That's all. And that's part of all this, is that a lot of people got into crypto, myself included, because I believed strongly that it was going to go up, up, up. And, it did.
It did indeed.
Yes.
More than 10 times in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Dan Ives, an analyst at Wedbush Securities, said in a note today that Coinbase is a foundational piece of the crypto ecosystem and is a barometer for the mainstream adoption of Bitcoin and crypto for the coming years.
Yep, I agree. I agree with both of those statements. It is foundational part of the ecosystem. Back in, it was the convention was called Bitcoin 2013. I was in San Jose, and I introduced the guys from Coinbase on the stage, and then later on that night, I'm sitting there at the the VIP party or whatever. Free Talk Live always gets invited to those because I don't know reasons, and just listening to the guys there talk, and you know, they had all their plan laid out, what they were going to do way from the beginning. They knew, so yep, they're part of the ecosystem.
Well, still, even as more companies warm up to the digital currencies, there are many doubters. Until recently, the major financial institutions avoided cryptocurrencies, and Bitcoin is still viewed more as a store value than as a method of payment. So it's becoming the more norm, guys. I'm not surprised that when my friends got arrested, my videos of the Crypto Six being raided in here, the Free Talk Live studios, that my ads that are running are crypto ads for Visa. It's such a trendy thing right now.
Yeah. Your Visa card is getting in on cryptocurrency. I mean, it's just supposed to be payments, a payments platform. But here you can go. You can invest in stuff with it and things.
Which is good for cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, in the long run.
It makes it less scary to people, less foreign to people if institutions they trust for whatever god-awful reason, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Visa, are getting into cryptocurrency.
I just wouldn't trust these corporations that have been manipulating our money for all these years to get in on it. And let's hope that they... I don't think you actually can manipulate crypto to a certain degree. I mean, Coinbase is holding your crypto, and you have all this faith that they're not going to do anything with it. So let's hope it doesn't turn into another Bernie Madoff situation.
Well, there's been evidence for a very long time that Bitcoin miners are, in fact, manipulating the price of Bitcoin.
Sure.
But they do this by creating transactions that essentially cause them to not lose money, but to not also not gain money, which floods the blockchain with, you know, useless transactions, but it increases fees for people.
Sure.
That's certainly manipulation.
I certainly see people charging more for things just because of the fees, and if that's making the value of something go up because of the fee, that's unfortunate, but it's a method that we have to work around. Instead of using a traditional IPO, Coinbase went public through a public listing. That means it avoided the typical agreements with the big banks that would buy thousands of shares and promote them. Funny, isn't that funny? Like, you know, not going to the banks.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And so there's another system for going to IPO. Interesting. I didn't know.
They probably just created it for them. Probably.
No, sure it's probably old school as hell. So? And, you know, just nobody's done it that way because you've always needed banks, but Coinbase is a bank, so why would they want to give the banks money?
Well, a direct listing allows insiders and early investors to convert their stakes in the company into publicly traded stock. So, and that's why they're doing so well today, guys. I don't suggest buying into
Coinbase.
Makes
me wish I had some Coinbase stock from way back then.
You mean like this morning?
No.
Well, I don't want Coinbase stock, but if this helps more people get into cryptocurrency, then I think it's a good thing. I think Coinbase is the devil, but I don't think they will survive the war in the long run. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And Mark, we were just discussing something you found worth talking about, and I've already completely and totally forgot what it was.
Well, we were talking about Bitcoin with Coinbase having this historic IPO. I don't even know whether I should call it an IPO, but this is offering of its stock. They apparently did something differently, and I don't know if it fits the definition of IPO. So, you know, help me out here. Anyway, Time Magazine, according to Bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com here, Time Magazine gets into Bitcoin, partners with Grayscale.
Time Magazine?
Yes. Will hold BTC on balance sheet. Time Magazine will be holding Bitcoin on its balance sheet, the company's president has confirmed. Time is also partnering with Grayscale Investments to produce a video series on cryptocurrency and has agreed to be paid in Bitcoin. They partnered with Grayscale Investments to produce a cryptocurrency video series. The company will be paid in Bitcoin and has committed to keeping the cryptocurrency on its balance sheet. Founded in 1923.
These are positive developments.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is similar to what Tesla...
I bet Time Magazine wishes it was the first media in the world to accept Bitcoin for ads, unlike, which is, you know, Free Talk Live instead. But I'm sure they would have just chuckled at our little weird butts back in 2011 when we started.
I'm sure.
When we started accepting it, by the way, we started in 2002.
And it's difficult to say with, like, three of the hosts with pending federal indictments and two of them still in jail, but... Who's laughing now?
Well, indeed, there's some questions. Yep. Founded in 1923, Time Magazine provides guidelines for current affairs, guides for permanent affair, politics, business, health, science, entertainment. Published biweekly, the company says every week over 20 million subscribers worldwide turn to its magazine for exclusive coverage. Grayscale CEO Michael whatever tweeted Monday explaining that the videos explaining the crypto space will come out in the summer. He also confirmed that Keith Grossman, president of Time, has agreed to take his payment in Bitcoin and will hold BTC on the balance sheet. So now we're repeating. Basically,
well, the president is also taking his payment. The president of Time magazine is taking at least part of his salary.
I see what you're saying.
In Bitcoin.
That's smart.
Well, maybe that's not what it says here. It said that Grayscale, so the Grayscale CEO says that the president of Time has agreed to take his payment in Bitcoin and will hold BTC on the balance sheet. So I'm not sure.
So
that
he's
that
agreed
means,
to take Time's payment in Bitcoin.
That's what I tend to think it means.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's a big deal, and I know lots of listeners have been like, well, why do you keep talking about Bitcoin? Why do you talk about it? Why? Well, ladies and gentlemen,
didn't it used to be on Urban Dictionary as like the Bitcoin and Pot Show or something?
Right. That's right. Free Talk Live is called the Bitcoin and Pot Show on Urban Dictionary, which, not the least fair, characterization of the show. But yeah, yes.
It's an important topic.
It's not just you should have listened, but you should listen right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you should listen right now. I don't know what the future is going to hold, but I am pretty sure it's going to hold cryptocurrency.
It's never too late to buy in. I suggested earlier, put a little bit into savings. If you don't feel that comfortable, just a little bit here and there. You'll see. Once you own a little bit, you're going to want to be more interested in it.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I did with my son. We gave him he has chores, and he gets paid a little bit in it, and we paid him in cryptocurrency over the summer for his chores. Now once he went down to Florida and Dad's not around, then he's figured out ways to not do his chores and didn't get paid as a result. And of course, I have disciplinary issues that I would love to discuss, but they aren't that interesting. But I had him pull up his cryptocurrency wallet when I was down there the last time, explaining to him why he should do his chores without being asked or prompted. And I said, take a look at this, and shook it in front of him, and he saw how much money he had.
Nice.
Just as a percentage of what he was getting, his little, for doing his chores and stuff like that. And his eyes got all big. He couldn't believe he got that much money. He's doing better on his chores now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good incentive.
Good way of solving the problem.
Yep. Well, maybe your problems will be solved, too. Looks like Time's trying to solve some problems. Now, the one thing is putting crypto on your balance sheet. It suggests to me that you think you're going to make money by the end of the year. Now, lots of people are saying that Bitcoin's going to go from 60,000 to 400,000 or whatever by the end of the year. I am not telling you that.
I think 500,000 by the end of the year.
Aria is telling you that. I think.
Yeah. I don't know anything. Don't bet any money on the words that just came out of my mouth.
I'm just saying.
I thought that Bitcoin was going to hit 500 before it rebounded. I was way off.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, it's just guesses.
They keep printing money. It's bound to go up. That's how I'm looking at it.
That's another thing to look at is that I would say Bitcoin is going up far faster than the government is printing U.S. dollars. I don't think that's a fair characterization, but I do think that
at least part of the increase in Bitcoin's value is the fact that
the interest that people have is putting their money someplace where the United States government can't devalue it through inflation. But
that's all the U.S. government knows how to do. That's how it tried to solve a freaking force of nature that is a pandemic by printing money. Can we think about how absurd that is?
Yep.
Here's a virus, a new novel virus, never been seen before, pandemic scale. What is the U.S. government solution? Print money.
Print money, yeah. It really did. Yeah, it's true.
And there's nothing less likely to solve the problem of a new virus and a pandemic than just printing money.
It couldn't be much more ridiculous, but it's true. So what are you going to do? It's crazy.
And they continue to print money.
Yep.
Just recently, I received a $1,400 benefit from the government. Stupid stimulus. I still haven't received the $600, but they at least got me the $14, I guess.
It's weird.
I wanted to use it to buy Bitcoin. That's
but
what
now
I've
you been, can't because you're out of part no, of your bail conditions are you can't buy Bitcoin.
Well, I don't know if they actually say I can't buy Bitcoin, but I can't access any wallets or anything like that. So presumably, I mean, it's just not worth it, not for $1,400 worth of Bitcoin. So it's not worth it to even ask about or to try to work out with supervisory officers. It's easier just to be like, all right, well.
If you can work something out with a supervisory officer, work out using Telegram, because our whole business is based on using this messaging service that you can't use, and I have to translate everything to you to SMS.
Yeah, I know that's frustrating. I have no doubt of that. Yes, I can't use Telegram at the moment. I hope to
It's better than being in jail, though.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's not a complaint. You know, freedom shouldn't be relative, but the fact is right now for me, it is.
Freedom is relative for everybody. They just don't know it.
But it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it absolutely is relative for me. Sure, I can't do some things, but you know what? I'm not in a jail cell.
Well, you were thinking about moving to Las Vegas at one point in the relatively recent past. Can't do that now either.
Like a year and a half ago, maybe.
Well, either way, you can't go now.
And I didn't really consider it. It was an option that I was aware of. But it's never like, I can move to Vegas. There was no plan or anything like that. It was just an idle thought, more or less.
I see. Well, either way.
But no, I love New Hampshire. I have no desire to be anywhere else.
Having said that, well, the snow's still on the ground in places is a bold statement, I'll tell you.
Well, the snow's not on the ground here in Keene. We've been having 60-degree weather the last several days.
There are places in New Hampshire where snow is still on the ground, but here in Keene, the daffodils are coming up, the tulips are coming up, the crocus. We have crocus in my yard, too.
I even saw a ground fire last week.
What? Something was on fire?
Well, it was the mulch. It was a mulch fire. The black mulch that's just heating up on its own because they use...
Oh, I see. You saw some steam.
No, it was... We had to put out fires.
Huh. Well, it happens, but not likely to spread, but, you know.
Anyway. I'm looking forward to fire season because I have all kinds of wood and boxes of stuff that need to be burned. And, I mean, technically I could do that now, but I don't want to be outside burning things when it's, you know, 40 degrees at night.
Yeah, it's actually, they want you to burn it when it's snow on the ground.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Well, good luck getting a permit.
I already have the permit.
All right.
So, screw them.
Well,
I'm sure it's weird like that. You have to have a permit to have a fire. Being from the South, that's so weird to me. Like, from the South, you want to light a fire, just go light a fire.
Yeah.
But here in New Hampshire, the neighbors will call the fire department on you, and then they'll be upset.
Their houses are made of wood.
Well, they are also made of wood in the South.
Well, I don't know that many. But, you know, where I'm from in the South, they make them out of block.
I just look at it as they're finding another excuse to go on your property.
Well, they've certainly found an excuse for charging people money. Fire permits used to be free. They're not now, because you have to get them online and pay a service fee. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.